So here we are, it's the Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the world premiere of My Brilliant Friend Part 1 and Part 2 at the Rose Theatre Kingston. Now this production started on the 25th of February and it runs until the 2nd of April. Now adapting the four Elena Ferrante novels into a two-part play is quite an extraordinary feat and an ambitious one at that. But this production team really pulls it off and with much aplomb. And the performers play their parts with real commitment and passion from start to finish. I can guarantee you'll see nothing like this on stage. And watching part one and part two really is an event. And in bringing this adapted novel, seen by many as quite untranslatable, to the Rose Theatre, they really have created a theatrical coup, making this show its first theatrical home. And this hard-hitting, unrelenting play is definitely one not to be missed. Now, working on novels that have become a global literary phenomenon over the years could have been seen as an impossible task, were it not for the talent and wealth of experience that the creative team bring to the proceedings. Now, April De Angelis, whose recent work with the Royal Court and RSC is tasked with this mammoth job on working this play into a stage adaptation. And I have to say, April really weaves her magic. She translates the world that novelist Elena Ferrante has created, namely, of post-war Italy, its friendships and its hardships. And she's wonderfully kept the feel, the true essence, but she also gives it a theatrical quality, which makes it truly live. Now, she and director Melly Still help represent all aspects of the life of the inhabitants of a poor Naples town brilliantly, and every nuance is captured. Now, as Linu and Lila, the lifelong friends, Neve Cusack and Catherine McCormack, are incredible. Both play absolutely wonderfully together. And there's lots of different scenes in which many of the actors have some great dialogue together, lots of duets together, two-handers. Now, Catherine McCormack in particular is mesmerising throughout, and Neve's character really develops throughout the two parts. Now, the actresses give a real tour de force and are utterly amazing, having to act from roughly around 6 years old to 60. Now, Linu and Lila are born in 1944, when Italy faces its gravest crisis since the unification in 1961. Now, fascism is a hot topic, and Mussolini and political unrest, all that uncertainty looms very large throughout the play, which spans several decades of the women's friendship. Now, we roll back and forth between the decades from 1951, and we're always on the brink of either a political revolution or a personal revolution for the characters. Now, the characters that novelist Elena Ferrante draws are very rich and multi-layered, also quite quirky and quite funny as well. And April De Angelis really brings to life, you know, the characters like Melina Capuccio, sort of a very crazy character, the pompous Donato Saratori, the delectable Nino, and the powerful and headstrong Lila. And of course you've got those macho Solaris brothers. Now we get to know and feel and understand these characters. And in 2 hours for part one and just under 2 hours for part two, they really start to feel like members of the family that you know. Now, talking of families, families always reign very high in Italy, don't they? Particularly fans of Italian films and theatre, and films of the 1950s, like On the Waterfront. You'll recognise some of those themes that form the backdrop of the two female friendships. Of course, it is themes of overpowering presence of the mafia, if you like, the Camorra. This is the Neapolitan version of the Sicilian mafia. Now these guys terrorize the town dwellers and their presence make life very difficult and almost impossible for the workers. Now couple that with elders and embittered mothers that are often older than their 35 years belie, and you've got controlling and philandering husbands, and we get to root more and more for Linu and Lila, bettering themselves, looking to escape this life of drudgery. The women want more and they choose literature as an escape. Now, I wonder if this was novelist Elena Ferrante's own experience. Still, in the play, education and intelligence is certainly a way out of the slums of Naples. And, of course, this is a place filled with mysterious murders and violence. Now, the staging's brilliant. The choreography, really slick. It really flows. The special effects that are used are really fantastic as well. The actors all have really good movement. And, as I say, I loved it when the Solaro's brothers enter. The lighting and the mood was fantastic. Now, part one and part two had a wonderful pace and throughout, and much credit goes to the direction and, of course, the incredible actors to sustain that energy for part one and part two. It's a real feat, and congratulations on that. Now, it's a vital, vigorous piece of work, and all the actors, as I say, who double up, they often play all ages as well, they give tremendous portrayals, and they're utterly believable throughout. Wish I could name check them all, but you're brilliant. And it's a real, makes up a real tapestry of real people in this world, and you definitely buy into that over 4 hours. Now, even before reading any production notes about the author, you get the sense from the playing out of the piece that the language that Elena Ferrante used is very full of colloquialisms and a dialect which is very indigenous to the specific part of Naples. That whole feeling of fear and the visceralness of the language. It was definitely represented, a lot of the wit and the candour of the characters, but you could see that the adapter struggled to convey some of the guttural language, which obviously is very, as I say, indigenous. We were left with some sort of crass swear words, which, you know, did jar a little bit, but I appreciate trying to get to the heart of what was actually the novelist's intention. Also, what did jar a little bit as well was the use of regional accents. Once again, I know they're trying to get that sort of candour of the Italian dialogue, but, you know, it sadly jarred for me, you know, having Liverpudlian Cockney accents. But, you know, I would have preferred they'd attempted an Italian accent, but I can understand why modern productions might not want to do that. But that said, all the 12 actors were absolutely brilliant, gave their heart and soul, lots of energy into playing every single part they played. And this production definitely takes you on an incredible journey of courage, conviction, passion, love, friendship. And it's one that I encourage you to take. So the show runs, my brilliant friend, runs at the Rose Theatre until the 2nd of April. So to book for that, be sure to go to www.rosetheatrekingston.org. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for My Brilliant Friend Part 1 and 2 at the Rose Theatre Kingston.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.